Welcome to the world's first Straight Talk Solarcast. This is your go-to podcast for answers about solar. Brought to you by Solar Harmonics in Northern California, who invite their customers to own their energy by purchasing a solar panel system for their home, business, or farm. Each episode, we discuss questions facing people making the decision to go solar. The solutions to your questions are given to you straight by one of the leading experts in the solar industry, Jamie Duran, president of Solar Harmonics. Feel free to search our library for answers to questions that you're facing when considering solar. And now, here's Adam Duran, our host with the questions, and Jamie Duran, our solar expert with Straight Talk Solarcast.
Hello, Jamie.
Hello, Adam.
How's everything in the land of solar this week?
It is very busy, very exciting, lots of cool stuff happening as always. And today I wanted to talk about a new, maybe not so new, but it's kind of starting to gain steam. It's a new solar storage equipment, and it's offered by Tesla, and it's in regards to their Powerwall, which is their backup battery. And it's a bit, I wouldn't say, 100% game changer or anything, but it's a pretty interesting development, and I wanted to talk about it today.
Okay.
All right.
Cool. Let's get started.
So it's called a backup switch or a meter collar. And what it does is the installer would attach it, is basically remove the electricity, PG&E electric meter, and physically install this collar. It's hard to describe what it is, but it goes to the PG&E meter. And when there is a power outage, it actually cuts off the PG&E meter. So basically the house gets all of its power from the Powerwall, from the backup battery.
Makes sense.
And the reason this is a game changer or, game improver is because currently when we install a battery, we have to talk with the homeowner and say, okay, we have about 10 to 13 kilowatt hours of storage available. What do you want backed up in case of a power outage? And so they'll say, okay, we want the refrigerator, a few lights, TV, and internet.
No.
Then when there's an outage, they don't realize that the hot tub is plugged in or the coffee maker turns on, and all of a sudden they don't have any power. And so, and those are the, 2 a.m. Sunday night calls that we get, and not enjoyable for anyone on any side, especially when they're, demanding that we're out there right now to address this issue. But now with this, so putting in it's called a critical loads panel, is a big job. I mean, it's almost half the cost of installing these batteries.
And what?
So it is, because you have to pull these circuits out of the main service panel. You're putting in a new sub panel and you're manually pulling these circuits over. And it's very labor intensive. It's very arduous. It also requires another piece of equipment called a backup interface or a gateway. And what that allows the equipment to do is you can have multiple batteries, and it kind of just manages the battery electronics. So the nice thing, and these are not inexpensive, they're about $1,000 to $2,000 each. And this collar backup switch gets rid of that. It gets rid of the critical loads panel. And it gets rid of the backup interface, which is a huge, we're going to speed up the installations for batteries. So on the homeowner side, what they'll now have happen is if their power goes out, they will be able to, it's a whole home backup now. So you can back up the whole home and operate normally, and it might work for an hour or 2 hours, and then the battery is going to be out of juice. But the nice thing is if you start, there's a power outage, it'll definitely alert you. Now you can now manually, you start turning things off, disconnect the, or not turn, turn the breaker off yourself. Or if you're not home, hopefully you don't have everything plugged in to go on by itself anyway. But the idea is that this is going to remove, we're thinking at least 50% of the labor costs for the Powerwall install, and we're thinking 50% of the equipment costs, not including the battery, but all of the additional equipment that we need to install a Powerwall. And so that's pretty significant. That's going to drop the cost quite a bit, and it's going to make things a lot smoother, a lot faster, and give a lot more control to the homeowner. Just one issue.
Wait, can I guess?
Yes, you could guess.
PG&E wants us to put a tariff of 1,000,000,000% on any install that includes this.
No, very close. You definitely got the PG&E part right.
Oh, so, no!
Yeah, we have to get approval from PG&E to do this. Now, they have approved these in California, which is great. But now we have to get approval from PG&E to install one, because we're actually taking their meter and we're pulling it off the wall and installing this meter collar, and it's, or backup switch, as Tesla calls it. And so by touching their equipment, they don't like that at all. And
hey,
I know. So it's not quite approved yet, but it is, it's coming soon, and we'll probably have to do some training and some certifications on removing the PG&E meter, but we kind of have that already. And so we'll see how it goes, but we're very excited, because as more and more people need battery storage to provide power at night, this, but, you know, adding, you know, $60,000 for two batteries, or, you know, $40,000 onto the solar project, that's pretty staggering. So, you know, if we can get it a little bit more reasonable, then we can provide power during the day from the solar panels and then at night from the batteries. And so it's not going to be, you know, completely inexpensive, but we think that this is kind of a really good improvement, and we're excited to roll it out, excited to test it, and see how it goes. But yeah, so far so good. What do you think?
I think that sounds awesome.
And yeah,
but who developed this first?
Tesla did.
Tesla.
I don't know about first, but Tesla is offering it with their Powerwalls now. So we can start using it. And they also, when you buy a Powerwall, you also have to buy their gateway, which is the communication hub. And this replaces that, that communication hub. So it's very nice, because the meter collar is less expensive than the backup gateway. And so it's, we're like I said, overall, we think it's a really good improvement, and it's going to be better for PG&E as well, because if the power does go out, it's really preventing any power from being exported from the house. So if the solar panels are still producing, it just keeps it inside the home ecosystem. So solar panels are charging the battery, the home is using power, and, you know, potentially, you know, with enough power walls and enough solar panels to power your whole home, you still need natural gas for a few things, but as California is slowly phasing these things out over the next couple decades, or even faster, so gas furnaces will be going to heat pumps, and electric water heaters, and you know, electric stoves. All of that's going to be pretty coming fast. And when we do that, then you have to keep adding more and more solar panels to make it to get rid of that natural gas expense. But it's all coming clear. So
wow.
Yeah, but you know, in the winter we just don't get enough solar. So we'll have to see how it goes.
If I want this, I should ask my installer. Is that how?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. And just say, what's the exact terminology they should use when they're asking their installer?
Tesla backup switch is what it's called. And so it's not available with all batteries. And again, when we are offering a battery that's not a Tesla battery, we have to also include a solar inverter that is for off-grid. So if you have an on-grid system, like a Solar Edge or Enphase system, most of this is not absolute, of course, but when the grid goes down, so do their systems. And so for the solar panels to continue to produce power and store, you know, translate that power, invert that into alternate current power, it needs another inverter. And so that's a big expense. Then it's got to go to this backup interface. Then it's got to go to to the battery, and then the critical loads panel that I was mentioning, and then all the communications that go along with it, the current transformers that measure the consumption, all of that is included in this now Powerwall 3. And so now, yeah, exactly. I mean, it's a tremendous amount of equipment in this teeny box. And so,
Wow.
And it's a 10-year warranty on it. And so, like I said, everyone is like, oh, keep waiting for batteries to drop in price. It's not so much the batteries. It's that all of the stuff that goes along with it. It's a tremendous amount. Now, how much do you think we should be charging for the 4 a.m. or 2 a.m. call on a Sunday night when we have to have a guy out there? So that part's still to be figured out, but good progress. Very good progress. We're very excited about the how this is going to go and how it's going to change the battery business and make things a lot easier, not only for the installer, but for the utility and at the end result, the client. So that's a good progress.
Last question, Jamie, sorry. Will this panel be able to connect to my EV? So that way my EV battery can be part of the solution. Not yet. I'm assuming.
Do you mean vehicle to grid?
Yes.
Not quite yet.
Okay. So,
but I do, that's a whole nother, that's a really big question, big topic. Oh. We've covered it in other podcasts, but
right.
It's probably time for an update on that. And so maybe we'll address that in a future episode.
All right, cool. Thank you. We're going to wrap it up there. If you have a question for Jamie for an upcoming episode, you know what to do. Go to our Facebook page, Straight Talk Solarcast. Send us a message through there, and we'll be sure to get to it on an upcoming episode. If you would be so kind as to write us a 5-star review, just click on 5 stars. That's good too. Wherever you get downloaded this podcast, that would be wonderful. And finally, if you have a friend considering going solar, this would be another great podcast to refer them to, because it will save them thousands upon thousands of dollars over the life of their system. And it's completely free and independent. I have friends who have gone through solar and they've gotten many, many bids, and then they've just put it off. And referring this podcast to them will give them at least an independent resource that they can depend on, so they can make that decision the best one for them in their particular circumstance. So until next time, everyone, see you.
That's all for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Straight Talk Solarcast with solar expert Jamie Duran. Join us each week for more answers to your solar questions. Speaking of questions, got some? Email us at solarcast@solarharmonics.com, and we'll be sure to give you an answer in an upcoming episode. This episode of Straight Talk Solarcast is brought to you by Solar Harmonics, the leading solar energy developer in Northern California, who invite you to own your energy. Visit them on the web at www.solarharmonics.com.